Blog Talk Radio.
What we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer.
And then we're just going to continue the show after we open up in prayer. Minister Weathersby, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to you this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, God, for watching over and keeping us, protecting us throughout this day. Thank you for being with us throughout this day, Father God. Now, dear Lord, we pray that you continue to be with us as we go forth on this evening, Lord God, just continuing in worship with you on this day, oh, Father God, giving you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. We ask, Father God, that you bless each and every one that is listening in at this time, oh, Father God, on Spiritual Sunday. Bless our owner, the owner of GQ Palace, oh, Father God, Rich Archibald, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to uplift him and encourage him, oh, Father God, as he goes forth on a vision, oh, Father God. Let him be encouraged to stay the course. Continue to bless our host, Lavina Polite, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to undergird her, Father God, as she goes forth and doing all that she does, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father God. Just continue to endow her, oh, Father God, with all the necessary power that she needs, oh, Lord God, and strength that she needs to continue on, oh, Father God, and do what you place within her hands. We pray that you bless all of the staff, those that work with GQ Power staff, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father God. Continue to encourage them as well. Bless, oh, Father God, all those that are listening at this time, oh, Lord God. You know what everyone stands in need of. We just know that we're just asking, Father God, that you just do what you do, oh, Father God, on behalf of each and every individual that's listening in under the sound of our voice on this day. And just have your way on this evening, oh, Lord God. Whatever thing that is done at this time, Father God, we pray to be done decently and in order. And this is our humble prayer that we come before you at this hour just to submit. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Amen. And we thank you very much for opening up in prayer this evening. I always ask you, are you ready? But you're always ready. So I don't have to always ask that question.
Well, we thank God for having us ready. Amen. Because I ain't always
Amen.
Ready. But
Amen.
We're ready, so praise God.
So how's everybody been?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yes, all is well. Not complaining at all. Been a blessed week.
Amen.
Excellent.
Amen.
Excellent. Amen. And I must say my week was, it was long. You know, I was saying last week on the show that there was a situation at my job, and which, of course, you know, that was handled. You know, that was handled. But I can honestly say that I knew that it would be. You know,
Amen.
But of course, the initial, you know, problem was just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, you know. But then I just sat and I just had to, you know, just reflect, you know, on the type of person that I am and what mission that I'm on, and know that everything, you know, will work out just fine. And it did. So I must say that I'm thankful, you know, for that. And I do thank everyone for praying for me. And, you know, I thank my family for just constantly, you know, being there for me and being very supportive. You know, it means a lot. This evening, we do not have a special guest this evening. I was just explaining to Minister Weathersby that a lot of people are very hesitant to come on Spiritual Sunday lately. You know, the beginning part, of course, of Spiritual Sunday, you know, I was able to pretty much have a special guest lined up. But for some strange reason, the last, like, month, maybe month and a half, it just seems like everyone's like, well, let me listen to it first. Let me see exactly what you're doing first before I come on the air. So I must say I must have reached out to about 40 people, and, you know, out of the 40 people, I'm going to say about half actually responded back to me and said they wanted to listen to the show first. So tonight the lines are already lit up, and which is not a surprise, but, you know, I know I have faith in God, and I knew that everything was going to work out. So we do have a lot of new callers this evening. And,
Amen.
You know, a lot of people, you know, they want to listen to the show and see exactly, you know, what we're doing here on Spiritual Sunday. I always say, well, it's, you know, it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger because we always have a lot of listeners, you know, but a lot of people are hesitant, you know, on pressing the one button. So So I just wanted to, you know, just take a few minutes out and just, you know, explain to them that, you know, pressing the one button is just sharing your testimony, saying what you're thankful for, and just encouraging, you know, other people based on your testimony or based on what you're thankful for. We come together, you know, here on GQ Palace, you know, in unity, on one accord, and, you know, no one's judging anyone. It's, you know, it's just a family show, you know, and we're all here, you know, to do God's work. You know, we are blessed to have Minister Weathersea, and we're blessed to have Minister Cheryl Miller here with us, joining us, you know, and they are part of the GQ Palace family. So we just welcome everyone. You know, we welcome everyone to call in and, you know, share their testimony. A special guest, you know, job consists of really just sharing your testimony and encouraging, you know, the callers that do call in that's looking for encouragement. So when, you know, someone says, okay, a special guest, that's what that means. It doesn't mean that you have to quote scriptures from the Bible. It just means that when we have our callers that call in, you know, part of what we do here is we encourage people, you know, so we're looking to just encourage them, you know, at all times and just let them know that they're not alone. You know, by sharing your testimony, you can save someone else's life based on your testimony alone. So that's, I just wanted to give like a brief description pretty much of, you know, GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. You know, we do have a lot of other shows, you know, but Spiritual Sunday is the only show where you can call in and give your testimony and say what you're thankful for. For those of you who don't know, we do have a new show coming on tonight after Spiritual Sunday. And that show is called Crossroads Temple. That's going to be with Brother Faith Walker. And his show is going to consist of, he's going to be interviewing gospel artists. Gospel artists, hip-hop gospel artists, anything to do with gospel and music, that's what he's going to be doing. He's going to be interviewing up-and-coming artists, interviewing artists that's already out, you know, giving them a chance to, giving us a chance to be able to hear their music. And we don't have a show on GQ Palace where we play gospel music. So Rich Money, the CEO and host, he decided pretty much that he wanted to, you know, have something where the gospel artists are able to call in and have their music played, and they're able to get an interview and share a little bit of information about their music. So that show's going to come on from 9 to 10 tonight, and that's going to be with Brother Faith Walker. And I must say, I'm excited because there's a lot of gospel artists out there, you know, and I'm excited and I'm curious to see, you know, to hear the music that's out there that's coming from, you know, our gospel, you know, people, our gospel leaders. You know, they might be a minister or a pastor that does music as well. I'm curious to see exactly what it's going to consist of. But there are a lot of gospel artists out there, and they don't really get played that much. So GQ Palace has set up a format. So this way, they'll be able to have their music played. You know, they'll be able to go into our magazine as well. And that's our show we have coming up next. The name of it, again, is called Crossroads Temple. And that's for Brother Faith Walker. So I'm a little long-winded, huh? I'm a little long-winded this season, huh, man?
Oh, my.
Look, I'm a little nervous of myself now. what we're going to do is we're just going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and we're going to start taking our callers. I believe Minister Cheryl Miller called drop, but she'll call back in. But right now we're just going to go to a song so everyone can just stay on the line, and we'll be right back after the song. Amen.
Amen.
Yourself. Sometimes
back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Everyone still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we're going to go to our first caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, T?
I'm blessed. Can't say anything else. I'm blessed.
Let's say you are missed, T. You are missed.
I miss you guys, too. I was calling, but I just didn't press that one, you know? But I just have to say I thank God for allow me another day, you know? So many didn't make it today. And I just want to say I want everyone to keep me. My oldest brother is in the hospital with infection in his bloodstream and his bones. He's paralytic. So I just want you guys to keep my family and myself in your prayers, you know, that everything will work out.
Amen. We definitely will. We definitely will keep you in our prayers like we always do.
Yes.
We always do. Would you like to tell us your testimony, please?
I'm just happy where I am today in life, you know. It's been some bumps and bruises since the last time I spoke with you all. But, you know, praying to God and making sure that things would be okay, He's worked it all out for me. You know, and I thank Him every day because, you know, hey, could have been back out there doing the same things I was doing before, but I refuse. I refuse. You know, so I'm staying encouraged in the Lord, as the song just said, you know, be encouraged. And that's what I'm doing today. It's a struggle. It's been a struggle for me. Last time I spoke with you guys, I was supposed to have surgery, but they wouldn't perform the surgery because I didn't have the courage or the deliverance of me stop smoking. And I'm fighting a battle with that. Oh. And I like you guys to keep that. I'm praying about that too. But, you know, I'm just glad that this doctor was a doctor that's not working for a dollar, because he could have went on and did the surgery. But he came and told me himself, you know, if I did that surgery, I could have died right there on the table because of the nicotine in my system. So I thank God for that, you know, confirmation, because I told you all I was having problems with it. And he was just honest and upfront with me, but I knew it was something going on because I got a call Friday, say, be there at 9 o'clock Monday morning. An hour later, I got a call, well, the surgery has been canceled until Wednesday because we didn't get all your blood work. Well, when they got all the blood work, they called me back. We cannot do the surgery because of the nicotine in your system.
Mm.
And I could have died right there on the table. So I thank God for that. So, I mean, you know, yes, I've been going through a few things, but I know I have God on my side, and I couldn't have a better person on my side.
Okay.
So that's where I am today.
Amen. Yes, when I asked, you know, your testimony, I was curious to see, you know, like an update on you.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I believe that when we share, you know, our testimonies, you know, on Spiritual Sunday, and, you know, we have people listening in, you know, sometimes people are curious to see, okay, well, what happened to that person? Is that person okay? You know, because not everyone, you know, stays in communication, you know, with each other. And if they're callers, you know, they're not pressing a one, but they can hear your testimony and they can see, you know, they can hear that you're going through a lot. You know, so that's why I wanted you, you know, just to share, you know, an update, you know, on you, just to let everyone know, you know.
Like I said, I'm going through my battles, you know, but I'm turning it all over to God. And as I told you, you all the last time I spoke, when I spoke with this minister and he was witnessing to me and praying for me, he told me a lot of things that I'm turning over to God. I'm turning them over to God, but I'm also fighting with God about it because I'm not leaving it there and just walking away from it. And, I had to agree because I can pray about the deliverance of smoking, but at the same time, I'm still there like, wow, you know, I'm not doing what God is telling me to do. And I know that he's there for me. And I keep saying, why am I fighting this so hard? But I've got to learn to surrender. I've got to leave it there. Once I turn it over to him, I've got to leave it.
Right. You're right.
You know,
right.
Like I said, it's I've been going through my little battle, as I'm sure everyone have battles, but at the end of the day, I know God has my back. And I have the GQ family that has my back as well. And
that's
I just want to thank everyone, you know, for their support.
We're definitely here for you. I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement. There's an awkward moment of silence.
I'm trying to allow Minister Miller to go ahead.
Right. That's
okay.
What I thought.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was waiting for Minister Weathersby, but thanks for letting me go first. But I just want to say the first thing that popped up in my mind as the Bible lets us know that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe, you know, that through this, God is letting you understand and realize that our body belongs to God. And he doesn't want anything to go in your body that will harm you in any way. So
mm-hmm.
I would definitely be praying that God would take the taste out of your mouth.
Thank you.
Of course, in life, we have habits and different things. I may not smoke. However, there are things that the enemy will allow us to continue to do that's not of him. And we know that it's not pleasing to him. And that's where the struggle is, because the enemy desires for us, when God is trying to stretch us and prune us and purge us, the enemy will definitely come and throw things that is our weakness. And there are just things in life that can try to stop us and hinder us from being where God wants us to be. But like I said, I want you to always remember and understand that God wants you to have his very best. And I say that to say, as I said before, our body is the body of the Holy Spirit. We are to take care of this body, this temple that God has blessed us. It's a blessing to be alive, to be able to wake up, and we should take care of ourselves. Because this is what God is calling for us to do. It encouraged my heart, and it lets me know that God really and truly loves you because the surgery did not happen because you could have been dead. But it should let you know how much God loves you and how he desires the very best and how he wants you to grow more and more in him. So I just encourage you just to continue to stay focused, continue to seek the Lord and say, God, you know, because I know that you don't want to smoke. I know that you desire to be all that God wants you to be. And I will just be praying for you that God will just take that taste out of your mouth and that this will be a testimony for you to be able to tell other people how God brought you out. When God is trying to take us to another place, when he's trying to stretch us, and the more we surrender to God, the enemy is going to try to come to distract us. But we
mm-hmm.
have to remember that we are victorious, that we have the victory in him, and you are victorious. We've already won the battle, and it doesn't matter what we're struggling with. When we become sincere and honest with the Lord and say, God, do whatever you need to do for me to get to where you need me to be, that's when he will do it. So it's a process with some people. I know some people, I've heard testimonies in which they said, I was able to get rid of alcohol instantly. God took the taste out of my mouth. And then with some people, it's a process with them who have might have been smoking or drinking. But whatever the process is in your life, continue just to stay steadfast and unmovable because he is doing a work in your life. You might not feel it right now or really see it, but you have a heart to do his will. You have a heart to be where he wants you to be. And like I said, I just keep remembering when you said, you know, you could have been dead, but thank God that God touched the heart of the doctor. That there was a doctor who, you know, like you said, wasn't trying to get money. However, he was doing his job, and it was only the grace of God, God's goodness, that touched that doctor's heart to be able to be honest with you and talk to you.
I feel
I want you to know that your future is bright in Christ. No matter what you're struggling with, I'm looking at the bigger picture, and I'm looking at your future, and I'm looking at greatness. I'm not looking at what your present circumstance is, because I truly believe and know that God is going to continue to deliver you, continue to have his way in your life, and you're going to get over this cigarette habit. I truly believe that. I will keep you in my prayers. But as I said, the Bible states that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I want you to, I'm going to look up that scripture. I want to just, I don't know it all together, but I will Facebook you that scripture
Thank you.
A reminder to let you know how God wants the very best for you, and he loves you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Amen, amen. And just continuing with Minister Cheryl just said, these are the things and times that try our faith. And again, all these things, they happen, they occur in our lives to make us stronger in the Lord. And I, you know, this is one of these, this is your test. This is your trial, T.
Okay.
This is what God has for you to overcome. And you can overcome it because, again, you're in Christ, and the Bible says that we overcome us because he overcame. And this is just a small thing for God. Now we talked about this several weeks ago with Minister Cheryl about taking our casting our cares at the altars and leaving them there. And I heard you make mention of that as well. This is one of those things where we're going to cast upon the Lord and leave it there. But then once we leave it there, we're not going to pick it back up again. And then we're not going to just sit by idly and just say, okay, well, God, you got it. No, there's some things that are going to be required of us in this process as well. And it's going to be a day-by-day process. We're not talking about overnight. We're not talking about, any hocus-pocus or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, again, putting our total trust and faith in the Lord. Because he says he can do all things but fail. There's nothing that's not impossible for him. And from just listening, to what you've said, I'm presuming that this surgery is necessary. Again, if that be the case, then absolutely, you're going to get delivered from these cigarettes. That's without a doubt. God is not going to allow, if this is necessary for you, for your health and your well-being, then absolutely you're going to. This is going to be the impetus that's going to be used to get you past that cigarettes, get over those cigarettes. Sometimes we have to have a little wake-up call for us to really get serious about what we need to be serious about and commit ourselves to what we need to commit ourselves to. I sense the disappointment in your voice about not being able to go through and have the surgery done. But like Minister Cheryl said, it was a blessing that the doctor looked at the bigger picture.
Amen.
That your health was at danger. If they had went in there and just went on and just operated on you just because they could have operated on you.
Yeah.
We thank God for that. We thank God for their you know, for their knowledge and their wisdom and not proceeding with that operation. But now, you know, we're going to do something. God is going to perform an operation as well. He's going to operate on you and remove that cigarette addiction up out of you. And we're going to believe that. We're going to pray on that. We're going to trust God for that. And knowing that, again, nothing is impossible for the Lord. All we have to do is just put our trust and faith in Him and place it all in His hands. And He'll move on it. He'll move in the areas that He needs to move on. He'll move on us so that we do our part as well. And together, you know, you can't have a greater partner than the Lord on your side, because again, He can do all things but fail. So be encouraged. God Himself is on your side.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And if it's okay, I found a scripture and I just wanted to read it, if that was okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, as long as it's fine with Filipino.
I'm sorry, say it again. I'm sorry?
No, it's fine. Go ahead. It's fine.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20 says, do you not know that your bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Verse 20, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
Amen.
And I just want you just as 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, and I just want you to read that in your spare time and just meditate on it. And as far as to understand, you know, because the enemy desire for us, you know, to do things to harm our bodies, but God wants us to understand and remember that when we belong to Him, our bodies are not ours. But they belong to Him because He created us and He made us in His likeness, and we are to glorify Him, and we are to make His name glorious. But I truly believe and I know that the best is yet to come in your life, even as Minister Weathersby said, and we will definitely, as he stated, we'll be praying for you, and we know that you are going to kick this addiction, and we will stay in constant prayer for you.
Appreciate it. Amen. Thank you so very much, both of you, everyone.
I completely agree. I mean, wonderful words of encouragement.
Yeah.
Wonderful words of encouragement. And Miss P, we love you. You know, we love
I
you.
I love you guys, too, every one of you.
You know, wish that we can, you know, see more of you, you know. But, you know,
you
the distance feel. And working and stuff. But we're definitely... You know, we're definitely here for you, and we're only a phone call away. And, you know, I'm just going to say, you know, stay encouraged and know that everything happens for a reason.
Amen.
You were actually battling something else, you know, and I think that because that, I'm going to say to me personally, I believe that was more, you know, important. And I think that God delivering you from that first, you know, was assigned to you that, you know what, He delivered me from, you know, the drinking, and now it's time for, you know, you to allow Him to deliver you from the smoking, you
Amen.
Know, but He did deliver you from that, so that's a perfect sign, you know, to you that He can deliver you from anything, you know, He can deliver you from, you know, the testimony to everything, you know, you used to do, so all the way to where you are right now, and I think that that shows you. And that also helps you understand that you're a better person and you do trust in Him. You do have faith in Him. And if you continue to have trust and faith in Him, He'll deliver you from the cigarettes as well.
Thank you.
So I just want to say, you know, stay encouraged. And, you know, we do love you. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring another caller on, but please just stay with us, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, my name is Shaquille.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, good. I would like to be thankful for a lot of things I've been through. Like, the first thing, I would like to be thankful for, it was the summer before last, I had got hit by a car. My phone was out, and that's something I'm very thankful for. Because it was, I didn't even think I'd be walking. my bone was out and everything, and I'm just grateful today to play basketball the way I am doing now, because I'm more stronger. I'm more stronger, and it just made me a better person I am today.
Amen. And we're definitely, you know, we're thankful, you know, that, you know, you were able to, you know, heal so that you can continue, you know, playing basketball. You know, we're definitely, you know, thankful of that, because we know that that's your dream, and that is what you love to, that's what you love to do. You know, and, you know, here at GT College, we definitely support, you know, and we support you an extra amount. Because I just want to say, I saw the number, and I'm like, you know. So I just want to tell you that, you know, we love you, you know, and we want you to always, you know, stay encouraged, you know, even though, you know, things might seem hard, you know, from time to time. But, you know, we love you, and we're here for you, and just continue to have faith and don't give up.
Amen.
Yes, and I love you too.
Amen. I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement.
We thank the young brother as well for calling in, and I, you know, we thank God for what he does and how he does it, but I thank God that clearly that there is a relationship being established between you and him outside of basketball, and that's where the blessings are coming from, and that's why the Lord is, he's faithful unto those that are his, and you know, and just continue on in that relationship with him, and just continue on seeking him. And even as a young person, you know, establishing a relationship with the Lord is the best thing that you can possibly do. And he says in his word that he'll withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. And that's in Psalm 84:11. And that's what I would encourage you on. Just continue to, you know, to trust in the Lord. And you know, in spite of the things that you're going to be, you know, encountering day to day as a young person, as a young man, you know, just hold on to God's unchanging hands, and he'll see you through, that's for sure.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Miller, are you there?
I am, uh-huh.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I just, you know, it's just a blessing that you were just able to call, just to give God the honor and the praise. As a young man, as Minister Rusby said, it's just good that you understood that it was only God who took care of you when you were hit by a car. I just pray that you would just continue to just be a light and example to your friends and your family, that God would just allow you just to continue to share your testimony with people. And just let people know how good God is, because truly he is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. He has definitely brought us through a whole lot of things. And it's just good when we can think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he does for us. It makes us feel good in knowing that we serve a God who's concerned about us, who loves us, who cares about us, and who's able to bring us through any problem or situation as we trust in him and depend on him. So just be encouraged, and God bless you, and you definitely will remain in my prayers and my thoughts.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What we're going to do, we're just going to go to a song, and then we'll come back on the air. If everyone could just hold the line.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
I do have a question, though, and everyone can answer the question. Because it was posed to me, and I answered the question. But at the same time, it seems like I always put a post in the general question, which is Shiki Palace forum on Facebook. And I keep getting this same gentleman that puts on my post, if there's a such thing as God, why is it, why did the shooting happen? You know, why is people getting killed all over the country? You know, why is there rapists out there? And it seems like whenever I put a post, you know, if it's a spiritual post, the same person puts a post. You know, he puts a comment on my post. So he said that, you know, pretty much he was explaining that, you know, we always tell our kids that, you know, you're supposed to go to church, you're supposed to believe in God, but where is God when we need him most?
Well, my answer, if I can, just try God. I mean, I've had some of the same questions. When my mother and father left me and my sister, you know, I was like, why? But I had to think about what God, what my father told me a long time ago. Never put a question mark behind God's, period. It's not God that's doing this. We're doing it to ourselves. And all I can say is if he give God a try, he'll find out that it's not God's doing. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And I know that for a fact.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And furthermore, what we have to be mindful of is that there is going to be these type of things going on in this world because of the state of mankind since Adam transgressed in the Garden of Eden. We have free will. We make choices, right or wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. God is God, and he has all power, but he's not trying to impose his will upon us. He wants us to, as with the free will that he gave us, to, you know, to receive and accept him. And a lot of these things are going on because of, you know, God has a permissive will. He allows things to happen, you know, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he is God. And also I would say this, is that, you know, it's one thing to for us, and it's easy for us to always look at what's going on around us and point out the ills of this, that, and the other, or this person or that. But, you know, I'm going to utilize what Michael Jackson say. Take a look at the man in the mirror.
Amen.
Start there.
Amen.
And make that change.
Amen.
And, you know, and that change could be, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord, then this would be a good time to get in a relationship with God, confess and repent of your sins, and turn your life over to the Lord and allow him to transform your life. And then pray for those that are yet, once that has happened, then pray for those that are yet, you know, have yet to come to know him for the pardon of their sins. And then the Bible tells us that the strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. So those of us that are further along in our relationship with the Lord, we're to keep praying and pray without ceasing for our world and for the people around us, and continue to live a life that's pleasing to God, that will draw others unto him. And change can most certainly happen. You know, again, it's all about you know, committing our lives over to the Lord and being that that light, that shining example of that change, you know, having taken place within us, and a lot of these things that we see that we're going through, God has he will, you know, it can be overturned, but it starts with each and every individual, and you know, and the Bible always tells us to let him, you know, to examine our own selves as well, in accordance with what Michael Jackson said in song. We need to examine our own selves and see where we fall short, and make the effort to improve, you know, in the things that pertain to us, because you can't do anything about anybody else, but you most certainly can do something about your own self, about our own self, and it begins with the Lord.
Amen. And everything that Minister Weathersby said, I agree. It's so true. We always look at the world around us, people. But as believers in Christ, it's just important
that we live a life each and every day to please the Lord, that we make an impact in our communities, at work, wherever we are, so that this world can be a little bit better. We have to influence this world as believers and allow the world to influence us. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, mm-hmm. against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And there's going to be tragedy here. There's going to be tragedy there. The Bible is definitely being fulfilled as far as what's going on in this world. However, as Christians and believers, those that claim the name of Christ, we can't point the finger so much, but we just have to continue to strive each and every day to live a life that's holy and pleasing unto Him, so that people will get to know who Christ is, will experience His peace and His power, because we do live in a world that can become overwhelming. That's why people committing suicide and all of that is because they don't have the peace of God working on the inside of them. And we as believers in Christ, it's our job and duty just to continue to let our light shine and continue to be all that He wants us to be until He comes back to get us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what I tend to always post up is how great is your belief? Do you actually believe? That's a question that sometimes I put up, you know, to different people that, you know, kind of post up on, if I put a post up and then they try and comment on my post, you know, and their thing is, okay, well, you're trying to influence us and try to get us to believe. And my thing is, I never try and get you to believe. If you don't believe, I can encourage you, but I don't know you, you know, and you're posting on my wall, you know, like this is my comment, that's on my wall. I didn't share a link and put it on, you know, on your wall. It's my wall. I post, you know, what I want on my wall. If it's something of how I'm feeling, you know, then I just try and say, okay, well, you know, please remember that you did come to my wall and you're commenting on my post that's on my wall. But if you want me, I can encourage you if you want to be encouraged, but do you believe? It's the question. Do you believe that God is the person that, you know, making all these people shoot people or kill innocent kids or rape people? Do you believe that that's God? Like, yeah. I want to know, what do you believe? You know, I know what I believe, but what do you believe? Why is it, you know, when a tragedy happens, everyone tends to say, okay, but where is God? You know, no one, like, takes responsibility for something that mankind is doing. Like, this is something that someone decided that they wanted to do. So are you saying that God should go to this person and say, hey, you know what, don't do this, do this? You know, if that person doesn't believe, and that person believes that he wants to, you know, kill people, that person believes that they want to rape people, so you're saying what, God told them to do it? You know, so my question that I always ask is how do you believe? You know, do you actually believe? You know, and if you don't believe, then I don't really know much I could say to you because you don't believe.
Amen.
You know, that's just like, I could try to encourage you, but you're already telling me, you know, you're 40 years old and you don't believe. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? You know, and you're my Facebook friend that's commenting on my post.
What?
You know, so I always say, you know, do you believe? You know, before you, you know, comment on my post, just think about it, that it's my wall, you know, and it's clear that I believe. You can tell by my post that I believe. But if you don't believe, then we can go back and forth with what I believe God does and what you believe God doesn't do, you know? So, you know, I wanted to definitely put that question, you know, out there, because it's happened to me a couple times. And I'm just like, all right, why is this same person commenting on my link? Like, are you trying to just irritate me? You know, but then I said, you know what, that's the devil right there.
Right, right. Don't let it even happen.
Like, I had to block him. You know, because he's saying, okay, well, you're trying to push your belief on everyone else. And I had to explain that this is Facebook. It's a social network. You know, everybody posts all types of things on Facebook. And then they share it with all types of people. you know, but I'm actually posting something on my own personal wall and you're commenting on something
exactly.
I put on my own wall. So I had to block the person because then I was like, you know what, then we're going to go into a spiritual debate. And I'm like, all right, well, God's not the author of any type of confusion. I'm not even going to go there with you. You know, you already told me you don't believe. So
it's nothing else to discuss.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't get him to see your point of view and that it is a God and he stands tall, it's no sense to keep debating with this man, this person.
Right. And I agree. So I nicely blocked him, you know. But then, of course, you know, once you block one, there's another one that's going to come.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm like, is my page private?
Like you said, it's only the devil that's trying to come at you and bring you out of your stand, and you're not going to do it.
And people exist like this because, again, outside of God, this is how man operates. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, just imagine. I mean, imagine what this world would be if there wasn't people that did have a had given their life over to Christ and are operating under God's will, we would be in a, I mean, this place would be totally chaotic because the Bible clearly defines the state of man without God. The heart of man is deceitful and wicked in all his ways. That thing is perverse. We have a nature that's really totally contrary to God, and when you have a will that's totally, a nature that's totally contrary to God, then you have people out here doing ungodly things, and when they do those things, and you know, this is our nature as well. Instead of fessing up and owning up to what our part is in what we're doing, we look to blame, and we ain't got no problem when you ain't got a relationship with the Lord. You ain't got no problem blaming God because you're already against God anyway. So you know he's an easy scapegoat for people that don't have a mind. To want to serve him, and that's the world. That's the world that we live in. But God has given us power over the world, and he told us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And he didn't take us out of the world. He left us in here so that we can be an example, so that we can, through our own lives, our own individual lives, go through the transformation process as he makes us anew and transform us from that person that we used to be into the person that God has purpose for us to be.
Amen. 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 I completely agree. What we're going to do is we're just going to go through a song real fast, and then we'll come back on the air, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again, yeah. I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job, wife walking out. These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sin. Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot. I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this. Can't live my life in sin. We confess to Him.
Welcome back to GC Power Spiritual Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
Having a little bit of technical difficulties at the moment, but that should be good in 1 second. Okay, just sorry.
That's all right. I just got a little question. I just put that thing on Facebook. Every time I hear that song, I'm telling you, I'm thinking that's R. Kelly about ready to tell somebody to come out the closet.
Oh, God. That is not R. Kelly. That's Isaac Carey.
And it sounds like R. Kelly too. I'm just saying the melody and the voice and everything sounds like R. Kelly.
R. Kelly did a remix.
He did. But see, I didn't put that one on Spiritual Sunday. I just didn't mention that one.
But it sounds like every time I hear it, I say that's R. Kelly.
Oh, God.
Oh, come out the
Tell
closet.
Tell somebody to come out the closet. And then Mr. Weather,
please. Oh, I don't like it. Doesn't it sound like it?
It sounds like it.
I agree with
you,
similar.
Don't it sound like it, Minister Cheryl?
Yes, sir.
But I knew who it was. I know Oz Career, and I heard the song, but it reminds me of R. Kelly as well every time I hear it.
Yeah.
I know I'm not out there.
Now, once
you're not the
remake,
only one.
Once you hear the remake, you'll really say it sounds similar then. Because the remake, I thought when they had did it that it was going to be both of them together. But it's not.
Oh. Smart.
It's just R. Kelly by himself doing his whole, you know, doing Isaac Carey's whole song.
Okay.
But I didn't put that one up here on Spiritual Sunday. I just want to say that again.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't put anything by R. Kelly on Spiritual Sunday.
I'm just saying that it sounds like R. Kelly, and I know they like to do these pseudos. A lot of these artists like to record under some pseudo name or something other. And I know that he, you know, I the brother claims to have a spiritual side to himself. So, you know, I'm saying, well, maybe that's his gospel song.
Oh my goodness!
But you know what? But I do have a question for you, Minister Weathersby. How do you feel, or when you hear like someone that used to do a different type of music, and then they turn around and they start doing gospel music, but they're still doing the same type of music? How do you feel? Would you support their gospel record?
Yeah, so they're doing a gospel and they're doing what they were doing before, whether it was R&B or R&B or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know, I understand why people do those things. I mean, because it's a business for them, and they're not concerned about the relationship. All I know is that God is not the author of confusion.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
That's what I know. And I know that a lot of people that do those things, it's a business.
Right.
You know, it's about making money. It's about generating income, and. You know, that's for me personally. God is not the author of confusion.
Why not?
I agree with Minister Weathersby.
Well, you know, I was about to ask you, Minister Miller.
I agree with Minister Weathersby because, as he stated, those that go from, if they were doing R&B and they go to gospel, like you stated, it's about money. It's not about, they don't have a right relationship with God, but it's just all about them. I feel they're just trying to make money, trying to, you know, make money for themselves. Now, if, you know, if they have a right relationship, you know, but you can't go back and forth. And as you stated, you can't, you know, serve two gods, and God is not a God of confusion. Either you're going to pursue God and make gospel records, or you're going to do R&B or whatever, but you can't go back and forth, I truly believe, because, you know, first of all, if you truly love the Lord, you will care about your reputation. I truly believe you'll care about your standing with God, and you definitely will want people to experience God's anointing and presence when they listen to you.
Right.
So it's just important how we represent Christ. And whether a person is in the music industry or whatever it is, preaching, whatever it is, you know, somebody may be in and they say they love the Lord, it's just important that we be careful on how we do things because, first of all, we need to live lives to please the Lord, and also we have to remember people who are big, you know, people are looking at them as well.
Absolutely.
It's just important that, you know, we make, if we say that we love the Lord, that we make his name glorious and that he will be pleased with whatever we do.
That's right, because like Minister Cheryl was saying, the greatest testimony or witness that we have is how we live our lives. And when people, like we know, people are watching, people they observe, like on Facebook, you know, they're looking to find something. They're, you know, some folks are actually looking for fault. And I'm not trying to denigrate anybody that's in the music industry, whatever your choice is, that's between you and God. But I'm also want to tell folks that, you know, that some people do these things not only for the simple fact that it's about money, but it's also some people believe that it's like doing a good deed, being a good person, or doing something good. Or, you know, I did this for God. Well, you know what? That's not going to get you into the kingdom. It's not our good deeds that get us into the kingdom. It's accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then living our life that is pleasing to God. That's what's going to get you in. Not your works, not your deeds that look good. That's not going to get you nowhere.
Amen.
It will get you somewhere, but it won't get you into the kingdom.
Amen. We're going to bring on a caller real fast. Welcome to GP College Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
I am blessed indeed. I'm just going to just comment on something that I heard earlier there. I'm not sure who said it, but your Facebook page, and you had a gentleman that kept commenting on your, your status.
Yes, that was me, Lavina.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing is that sometimes we have unbelievers, and God is a tremendous person, and even in Ecclesiastes, where he says we are the called out ones, which means we are the church. And in order for God to speak to some that are not believers, he needs a believer to speak to the one who isn't. And I am thinking maybe that person that's reaching out to you is maybe your opportunity to actually school that person into the knowledge and the wisdom that you have, so that he in turn can understand that as a non-believer, there's certain things that's not going to happen. It's like not being a child of parents. You don't expect to reap the benefits of those parents, you see, because you're not of that family.
Right.
You know, if that family has a nice house, nice car, and wealthy and everything else, you don't expect to reap the benefits of that family if you're not from that family. You know, so you would have to either be from that family or adopted into that family in order to reap the benefits that family has. And I believe this person may be reaching out to you in an indirect manner as for you to actually teach him. You know, each one teach one. All right? That may be the reason. He may come across maybe as, abrasive, but he may be reaching out to you indirectly, you know. So that's just what I wanted to say as far as that, you know.
So I shouldn't have blocked them. No. So pretty much,
you know,
I
can't make that call. I can't make that call whether you should have blocked them or not, because at the same time, everyone is not designed to handle a situation. God has different people in different places to do different things. You know, as an alcoholic, you won't be able to go into a bar and say, well, I'm going to bring this person to the Lord, because you get in there, you're going to start drinking as well. So you're kind of like, you know, it's useless for you to put yourself in that predicament, because then you're going to end up doing the same thing the enemy is doing. So he would need someone that can go into the bar, sit down and have a conversation and not have to drink in order to get someone to come to the Lord as well. So everyone has their own, you know, everyone has their own appointments, and it may be yours, it may not be. So I can't make the call that you should have blocked them.
Yeah, well, my thing is, if I see something, like, say, whenever someone puts something on my post, you know, I love to observe everything. You know, I look into everything. And when I look onto other people's pages and I see the type of stuff that they put on their page and
okay,
I don't like it, I don't want it on mine, you know.
Exactly,
so
okay.
If I see that, you know, that you're putting stuff really where you're condoning a certain thing, let's just say, or a certain lifestyle, and I'm not about that lifestyle, I can't have that conflict between what I do and what you do, because what
mm-hmm.
we both do is two different things. Me, you're going to always see something that's appropriate on my page. You know, you're going to always see something that's uplifting on my page. But if I go to someone else's page and their page is a page where I feel like it's evil, you know, or maybe evil could be the wrong word, or maybe it's something that I just don't agree with. Because if someone has something on their page and I don't agree with it, but yet I see that you always try and put something on my page that I disagree with, when I do my investigation tells me about that person by reading on your page.
Mm.
And my thing was, if I'm at work and I'm looking at my phone and I can see little comments and stuff you're putting on my stuff, you know, constantly, and then if I click your name and I go to your page and I see all the stuff you put on your wall, I don't want to judge you, but I want to see who's commenting on my link that's questioning, you know, why am I putting spiritual stuff on my page? And if I go to your page and I see I don't like what I see, then you got to go off my page, because I'm here for networking. You know, I'm not here, you know, to please this person and that person. My main purpose of my Facebook page was to network. You know, it was to network. And then my 20-year-old is on Facebook. So I'm like, all right, well, let me see what she's doing. You know, so once GQ Palace got started, I'm like, all right, let me just upgrade this Facebook page a tad bit. And now I have a lot of people. And it's sad to say, but it's a lot of people that I don't know. So therefore, if people comment on my wall, I want to know who you are, you know. And if I read something that I don't like on someone's page, and then it's different if you have stuff on your page and you're not commenting on my page, it's fine. But as soon as you start commenting on my page, oh, I want to see who you are. Well, you commenting on a link, I want to see who you are. You know, I want to see what you're about. This way, that lets me know if our conversation is going to go any further. And after I read what I read, our conversation, there was no way it was going to go further on my wall, you know, with the type of people that I do have on my wall.
Amen.
You know, you can save some, but you can't save them all. And my thing is, if you are a lot older than me and I go on your wall and I read some of the stuff that's on your wall and I see some pictures that's on your wall, no, we can't be friends. We can't be. Last thing I need is, you know, Facebook is a big website. You know, it's a big social website where people put all types of stuff on my, you know, on their page. I have links where they put spam stuff all over it. Oh, I seen you in this video. What video was that?
Right. Right.
And then you click on it and it's spam.
Right.
So I can't have that. You know, I can't. That's the one thing I promised myself with Facebook, is that I don't want to get caught up in someone else's nonsense. You know, I know what my purpose is. I know what I'm doing. If you put something on your wall and I disagree with it, you got to go. You can't put stuff on my wall. And, you know, me being who I am, no, I have all types of people on my page. And last thing I need is someone, you know, trying to exercise their non-believing on my post. And I have a lot of people liking my post and commenting my post. But then I got this one person that's constantly putting something up there, questioning it. Now, at any point in time, anybody could have commented to it. But then after that person kept, you know, posting stuff up, they stopped commenting on the post.
Right.
So not only did I block you, but I deleted every single comment that you put on my post.
Right.
You know, and then this way, you know, don't communicate with me. You know?
Lavina.
And you know what? The Bible also talks about
this.
Be
very
this.
Careful, because they are viruses.
Right, but the Bible also talks about this in a way that we don't have to entertain or engage in conversation with a fool.
Yeah, that's
Amen.
Right.
So anytime somebody wants to act up like a fool, then you know what? Then I'm within my right not to engage with you at all.
Exactly.
Right. And you
at all. Because that can only make me come down to the level that you're at, and I'm sorry, I can't go there.
Right.
Great point.
You know, refuse to go there. But Dave, would you like? Do you have a testimony you'd like to share?
Well, I have a million testimonies. you know that already. But the thing is, the other conversation was that earlier. I guess the question was posed: why do things happen in the world? And I think as well as we had answered it already and made some good points. What a lot of people fail to understand is that devil means deceiver. And, you know, Satan, he works by slandering the works of God, you know, and he works by, you know, deceiving people by, you know, with what God's works really are. Now, things happen because we are of the flesh. And I believe Brother B mentioned about Adam and Eve when the devil usurped authority from them, then the devil became our father at that point. So unless we were born again and now God became our Father, we will continue to have the same father, which is the prince of the air, which is the devil. And we will continue to act according to the devil because that's our father. Unless we are actually born again and we are in a new family. Now, the reason why Eve couldn't go to Adam and say, hey, this guy is trying to get us, was because now she was the daughter of the devil. So she can only do what her father is telling her to do and what she has that mindset to do. You know, so when things happen in the world, it's happening because people are not attuned to what the scriptures are saying. We were given instructions. We were given a book of instructions. And a lot of people do not read these books and the instructions and what to follow and how to live. One thing that I realized, I am quick to repent. Because if you're not, and you go to bed and let the sun come down in your anger, it's going to just manifest. And it's going to continue to manifest, and it's just going to continue to eat away at you. And you find people that things happening to people, they may be spiritual, but they're not quick to repent.
Right.
And I think that's one of the keys of keeping yourself in alignment with God and his beliefs and just swaying off and having things kind of like build and manifest, you know, and just get bigger. Be quick to repent, and trust me, God would be quick to forgive you, you know. But I have a lot of testimonies, but I'll go ahead and, you know, I had an injury to my foot. I prayed on it, and I tell you, God just healed me. You know, he healed me, and, you know, he allowed me to just continue to work and do his work. And I just thank him every day. I thank him for G2 Palace. I thank him for you ladies. I thank him for the Dons and Divas. I thank him for everyone because I am last on the totem pole. You know, everyone else comes before me, and I thank him for everyone else besides myself. You know, I thank him for my family, my kids. You know, I ask him to put a hedge of protection around them. I ask him to plead the blood of Jesus on them. You know, and I ask to remove the generational curses. You know, these are the things that I ask and I pray for. I pray for the heads of state. You know, I pray for just a changing of the world and the coming to an understanding of Jesus Christ. So my testimony is things happen in the world, but that's beyond our control.
Amen. And Brother Dave, I'm gonna come to your defense, bro, before these sisters jump on you. Somebody's going to call in and get you, bro. Eve is not a child of the devil. We don't want to say that. When Eve got deceived by the devil, Adam was standing right next to her. He was standing right next to her. She wasn't far off. She was right. They were both standing together. And we don't want to call that woman a child of the devil. Lord have mercy, because, you know, we all, I can hear some folks now saying, oh, no, you know, because we want to blame what happened with man on Eve. Well, she got deceived. Adam just blatantly disobeyed God. He knew exactly what God said. He knew exactly what God meant. And he knew the death that God was talking about that was going to occur. He chose his wife over God. That's what he did. He made that choice, and she just got deceived. And you know, we're all susceptible to that. You know, we can be as close to the Lord as we want to be, but we have to. The Bible tells us to be ever vigilant, because that enemy is shrewd. I mean, he is shrewd. He knows how to come and speak to us. He knows how to call on our weaknesses and those things that that we've yet been delivered from. He knows how to play us. He doesn't know the things of God, because he's not omniscient. He's not he's not all knowing. But he knows us. He knows our weaknesses. And she just got deceived.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have another caller. We're going to bring on the air real fast. Welcome to GC Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Kia.
Hi, Kia.
Hey, Kia.
Hey, Kia. Hi, everyone.
Good.
How are you?
How are you?
But, I'm well. I'm just going to, you know, just have two things. Saturday, I went to a Relay for Life for cancer survivors and cancer victims. And I just, you know, the testimony from people who were caregivers. And this is my first time being a caregiver with my cousin who was diagnosed with cancer earlier. sister who lost her life on July 1st last year, and this year is going to be a year for her. And to take turns to care for somebody with this ugly disease and to see her deteriorate, and I heard some beautiful, you know, message testimonies to get people who are caregivers that strength to continue to be good caregivers. Because you have to be a good caregiver in order to take care of a sick one.
Right.
So I thank God for people who are caregivers. Because not everybody can be a caregiver.
Right.
Not everybody's going to take care of your family member like you want them to take care of. So I thank God for caregivers, for putting the right people in your life, that whether they're a nurse, a whoever, that love their job. But you always got to second guess people whether they're taking care of your loved ones. I thank God for people that have a sense of comfort that knowing that their loved one is being taken care of. I don't know if you all heard about the 17-year-old here in New Jersey that was killed by her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I was sharing with one of the family members that I, you know, when she was telling me, and I just praying for the family because there's so much going on now right now with the family because they're so hurt. They're so, you know, they can't believe this is going on. You know, they're looking for vengeance. They're looking, you know, it's just so much. There's so much going on. And I just pray that God gives that strength to that mother and the family members because I can imagine because I can imagine the family, friends, what they're going through, everything. Because I look at my parents, me being 8 years old, when my sister was killed by her boyfriend, I can only imagine what that family is going through right now. Because it's something, but I share with a cousin, we still serve a good God.
Amen.
We still serve a good God.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was very sad. I mean, young lady get ready to graduate, and she's gone now.
And it's so unfortunate, you know. And sometimes I don't even like watching the news or reading the paper because it's
exactly.
So much. You know, it's so much. And it just kind of like just takes over the brain sometimes because I work in
God.
This, you know, I work in this environment where, you know, we take care of these patients and we get them at their, in their, to me it's like this is their prime, you know, because they're from 13 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
And when we take care of them, it's like we are the people that wakes you up in the morning and make sure you
mm-hmm.
showers, make sure
mm-hmm.
you don't, make sure
mm-hmm.
you brush your teeth. We protect you, you know, but then you have the parents that come in and they try to regulate while they're in this hospital. And my thing is you can't regulate in here only because you couldn't regulate outside of here, you know.
Right.
So now that they're in this type of environment, now you want to regulate. The only thing you're doing is you're upsetting them because, you know, if they were home, they'd run away.
Right.
But now they're in this locked facility, they can't run. But what ends up happening is you come, you disappoint them, or you tell them you're coming and you don't come. Now they want to fight everybody else, you know,
right.
Because they're upset because somebody else got a visit and they didn't get a visit, you know. So it's extremely hard, you know, and I love my job. I love what I do, you know, with the girls. But to me,
you
I feel like
let,
there's a different calling. You have to, you know,
you have to.
When you have like all these parents that come in, like we have this one, and I pray for this girl every single day. Like when I tell you I pray for her because I don't know what her next move is gonna be. You
right.
know, she's the one that she'll draw
right.
you a picture of someone being hung, you know, and
mm-hmm.
she'll say this is
wow.
her. She'll
wow.
draw the red, you know, she'll have the red crayon and she colors it across her neck and everything and she'll give it to you. But then at the same time, she's the one that if she gets into an argument, she'll run up behind someone and she'll attack you from behind.
Wow.
You know, she'll attack staff. And then you have her mother that wants to call and she wants to make a complaint. Oh, well, you physically restrained my daughter. Your daughter is physically aggressive. And if she was beating you up, giving you black eyes, now that she come into this facility, you trying to tell us that we can't protect ourselves? Everything we do is by the book. Like,
you
can't do that. So, I have to explain to the mother, like, listen, I understand, you know, that you're upset, But you also got to understand that your daughter is very aggressive. She's very aggressive. She's like 100 pounds soaking wet. She's very aggressive. Like, when she sees red and she hears that voice, the first thing is she hears voices. When that voice tells her to attack, it don't matter who she attacks. She's going to attack. So that means you have to always constantly walk around, you know, looking over your shoulder, or you have to know where she is at all times. And the mother kind of got upset with me because I'm like, listen, if she's at home and she's physically attacking you, you came up here, you got a black eye, you got a broken wrist, all this stuff is going on in your household, and then you bring her to this facility, and now you're trying to tell us that you don't want us to touch her? No, she's going to be touched. Like, at the end of the day, if she's running up and she's attacking people, we have to break this up. We have to restrain her. You know, we have to do our job. We care about your daughter. We care about her safety and her well-being, but she can't be attacking people. You know, she kicked a PA in the head and laid them out. A worker laid her out to the floor, like knocked out. The mother's like, oh, well, she probably did something to her.
Wow.
Regardless.
What do you
mean?
There's
no
excuse. Like, you know, so I'm going to tell you, being a caregiver is an extremely, extremely, extremely hard
job. I commend. I really do. This one caregiver, she gave her testimony. I was in tears because the things that they go through, you just never know until you hear someone talk about it. You're like, wow. It takes patience to be a caregiver.
I told my job, I said, you know what, if it wasn't illegal for me to write a book, I would write a book about everything that goes on up in this job. I would write a book about everything that goes on from the minute these patients get here, from the type of environment that they came from to where we're trying to lead them off. I would write a book. I'm telling you, I would write a book, and I know I'd be rich and famous, you know, because people would not be, they wouldn't believe the type of stuff that go on at placements like this. Like, people think, oh, okay, they got the best kid in the world, but you have any idea what these kids are going through right now when it comes down to abuse, when it comes down to drugs, you know, when it comes down to gangs, when it comes down to not having no place to go. I mean, prostituting at the age of 13, you have no idea, you know. And I try to tell people, like, you guys got to really be patient with this because you don't really know what's going on in their head
right now.
Exactly.
You
know, the doctors feel it's medication. Give them medication that'll calm them down. They need more than medication to me.
Right.
You know, you need some therapy. You need someone to sit down with you and go over the root of the problem. Where did it start? You know, how do we go about getting you therapy for what's going on? So I used to work with the elderly. You know, now I work with the kids, and it's from 13 to 19. 13 to 19 is more challenging to me, you know, because that's their teenage years, and a lot of kids have it in their head that they know it all. You know, they know everything. There's nothing you can possibly tell them, especially when you have the ones where, you know, the parents don't want them, you know. You have them.
They got this little picture up posted around, I guess, in this town where they had her. She got a habitual runaway. That's how they labeled her, habitual runaway.
Wow.
That's her label, habitual runaway. She runs away every, you know, that's her poster and her flyers of her missing. She's a habitual runaway.
That's it. Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But you see
that's
how they do
her,
you.
That's her missing. Yep, I see them. I saw it right there. They got the missing, they got her picture last, what color she was last seen in, whatever. But on the label, when I saw it, it says habitual runaway. I said, what? Habitual runaway. That's exactly how they got a label.
But the sad thing is, it's not going to tell you why she was running away.
It's not going to tell you what happened.
It's not going to tell you that, right? It's not going to tell you that. It's a sad thing. You know, and that's a sad thing. You know, I was even trying to do, like, this thing on bullying because, you know, there was a girl that was in Queens that committed suicide. And when the paper came to the job, they read about it. Some of the patients read about it right in Newsday. And you would think that that would be a wake-up call for the patients that are bullying other patients. It wasn't. They just did it worse. Like, oh, I was bullied. They could take it. You know, I'm like, but did you just read that this person committed suicide?
Right.
She was a teenager? Did you read that? Like, do you really understand that? They're like, so what? It doesn't matter. It wasn't me. It should have been strong enough. You know, and I'm like, how do I get through to these kids where it's like, bullying is unacceptable. You cannot walk around and bully people. So I've been trying. I come up, I write down different notes and stuff to bring it to the job and, you know, talk to the kids about it. But it's like some of these girls are like, you could say it in one ear, it goes straight out through the other ear.
And they got this big campaign going on. I agree. They got this big campaign going on. Malik Jones, he was on this bullying book where he's on a campaign down in New Jersey about bullying. And he was just telling me because he's on this thing and he wants me to come with this literacy thing that I work with. He wants me to put some in there with the bullying, but it's starting to be really big here in the school. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
It is. And it's crazy. And you know what? The littlest thing, people say, oh, well, the person needs, you know, they have to be strong enough. Or, you know, if they, you know, their parents didn't have a clue. I believe that if the parents were observing everything that was going on, even it comes down to the way they're dressing, the way they're talking, the way they're interacting with different people. You know, if they're isolating themselves, I think there's little signs, you know. I mean, not saying that there are, just saying to me in my head, I believe that there's little signs. I think that if someone, like the patients that I'm dealing with, perfect example, when they write a suicide note and they give it to you, or they draw a picture and they give it to you, they don't really want to die, you know. They just want you to pay attention. They want you to understand that something went wrong in my life, and I want you to pay attention to me, you know. So when they do stuff like that, I pay attention. I use that as like a wake-up call. All right, if I wasn't spending the 10 or 15 minutes with this patient, let me go over here and spend it with this one right here. She did just draw a picture. She's also pulling me to the side trying to tell me something. So let me go listen, you know. But some of the other people are like, I don't have no time for that. I don't have no time to be sitting there talking to them. They know, take their medication, take their medication. You know, it's like, so it's hard, you know, and that's why I feel like my job is getting more and more complicated, because it's like the harder I try, the more people that come in that just don't care.
They
you
have
know.
This thing going on now with that thing World Star. I don't look at videos when things like people post videos. I personally don't look at video. I'm the type of person, I don't look at stuff. I don't look at mess. I have never looked at mess. I could care less what you post or whatever. I just don't look at mess. I don't open up mess. I don't deal with mess. And this guy was speaking about how we people advocated when they see it, like they post it to them. Anybody that know me don't post nothing for my name or don't even add me, don't even touch it, look at it, don't even send it to me because I don't do it. And they talk about these girls fighting and they posted it all over there. Who fought? He was like, well, who fought it? He with his campaign. Who fought it? But we advocated. He's like a few all people who look at it, people who see it, people who send it to somebody else. We advocate in this world for our thing about videos about people fighting and ducking and jumping everything. And he was like, I don't open up videos. I don't even look at it. I just don't deal with that type of nonsense. And
well,
I'm
gonna tell you, one of my friends put one on my wall. Okay.
I was a pin.
When I tell you, I did not pay attention to it. Said World Star Hip Hop on it. Okay. I'm at work. I press the button. Right. And as soon as I'm looking at this video, what do I see? I see a whole bunch of teenage girls look like they just got out of school, and two of them are arguing. Do you know one of them took out a box cutter and cut the girl right
and
on her neck?
And they post that, yeah.
And they had it on Facebook? On Facebook?
Yeah, I know. And people, this is the guy, he's doing this thing now because he's trying to stop this ball. I don't, anybody that knows, don't even... They know me. Don't even tag me or don't even send something to me about, oh, look, because they know me. I don't deal with that type of nonsense. And I'm like, you know, I'm down for it. Just let me know what I need to do because I don't even watch those type of things. I think it's ridiculous. I think people who know people that have those, look, you need to tell them. So don't, you know.
When I tell you.
It's going to be a viral now with all this world stuff. And I don't even know what it was. I'm not looking at that mess. I don't even.
Before I could yell, I actually had to pray because I was so in shock, like, oh my God, you know, like, and my initial thing was let me pray real fast because it didn't say when it happened. It had just let me pray, and mind you, not just pray for the person that got cut, but no, I'm praying for everybody. I'm praying for everybody, especially the person that videotaped the whole thing and put it on Facebook. I'm praying for you too. You know, I'm praying for you because you actually did this and you're condoning it. You know, but that just goes to show you that not only do we have to pray for the people that we know, but we got to pray for the people that we don't know,
you
too.
You got to pray for everybody.
You got to pray for every single person.
Everybody.
Because there's so much going on out there. And
there's so much violence going on, and they don't care. They think they think this is the new. And I'm sitting here with the people that watch it and then post. I'm like, you sit there watching. Anybody that know me, I don't even. I don't do this type of stuff. I just don't, you know. And I'm not into all this other stuff. You know, I'm just, you know, give me a good book, give me something, whatever, some sports, but do not put nothing. Don't put nothing on my page. I'm not about that stuff. They know me, sports, books, you know, I mean, a lot of literacy stuff. I mean, a lot of other stuff, but anybody tag me in something like that, and I have to bite on my tongue because I'm praying, and believe me, I'm telling you off, and I can care less how you feel about it. That's just me. I don't cut my tongue.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing it down like that, and whatever. Do not. If it's not a good book, you tell me about a book. Oh, yeah, I've had it. Okay, let me tell you what chapter, whatever. I'm all about that. Do not put any nonsense up on me. Do not even tag my name and stuff. It's not that I'm being mean. I just do not tolerate that stuff.
Right, because it's so much.
It's nonsense.
It's so much.
I can imagine my cousins, and they come out here, and then I'm looking at my cousin, and she said, well, I'm coming to church. I'm like, what are you going to church at? What? Kissing all over me. I'm like, oh, mom, you know what? That's why you have to pray. And you have to, oh, my God, this is going to make no sense. That her mother says she's supposed to walk around here looking like this. And then get mad when somebody tell her daughter or something. That's why you got to pray. You got to pray.
Yeah. You have to
without
pray.
Ceasing.
You
know, pray without ceasing every day. Lord, cover me. Because I know how
yeah,
I am. I got to pray to bite on my tongue. Lord, please bite on my tongue.
I have to say, I always pray, you know, that God helps me with my tongue. But I've been doing really good lately.
I've been doing really good. I'm asking God to keep
nonsense.
Not you, Kia? Oh, no, because I don't like nonsense. So if I see nonsense and I hear stuff and I know it's not, and it's coming from somebody that I know that know better, I don't believe in not saying nothing. I believe in telling them, you can't like say that. This is a way to say something nice to somebody that's saying something foolish. This way to nip it. In my opinion, believe in nip it. You nip it now. So she'll know she's saying it wrong or she's saying something wrong. You just will not talk anybody anywhere if they're not wrong. You don't pay no bills. You don't pay nothing. You don't walk around here and don't come to somebody's house and don't speak to nobody. But you're going to want to use their phone. You're going to want to, And then you hear them out there, I heard this wrong. I was coming on the show and coming back to Chelsea. The woman knows I had that. She told this elderly lady that was in front of her. She cursed her out because she was walking too slow and she was taking too long to sit down. I heard what she told this lady. I said, did you just tell that lady this, whatever? And it took every breath of me after I said what I said to her. I told her, and this is how God willed it. I was at a meeting and she was in there to fill out an application or come in for a job interview, and I'm just coming out. I'm like, I know her mom. So I asked I told her the incident what happened when I called the train. And she said, oh, really? It's just you just don't do certain things. I'm not about stuff like that. And I'm sorry if I am perceived that way or whatever. I'm just gonna say something. He disrespected how I said it, you know, but you couldn't say nothing in the beginning. So I always had to pray, ask God to bite on my tongue. I said, pray to ask God, please, God, just make sure that person does not truly come this way. Make sure I don't hear nothing. Make sure I just don't, because I'm not all about nonsense. If you let somebody walk around here act like they're foolish, you know,
right.
And not correct them, especially your family.
Right.
Like, we're wrong.
We're going to bring on one more caller, and then we're going to end the show in prayer, because we do have another show coming on tonight at 9 o'clock for those of you who are just tuning in. Brother Faith Walker has a new show airing on GP Palace tonight. It's called Crossroads Temple, and it's where he'll be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists.
And what's it called, Lavina?
It's called Crossroads Temple.
Oh, okay. Crossroads, okay.
Yeah, and that's going to be tonight, right after spiritual Sunday.
Okay.
He's going to have a show that's going to be airing starting at 9 o'clock. So what we're going to do is going to take one more caller, and then we're going to get ready to end the show in prayer. We're going to bring on one more caller right now. Welcome to GQ Palace. Have your name, please.
Can you hear me? Hello,
everybody. This is Rich. How y'all doing?
Hi, Rich.
Hey, everybody. Well, I just called to ask for prayer. You know, I just prayed for me. I'm thankful I woke up this morning. But, you know, I want to say lately I've been feeling like I just want to sleep. You know how you just do so much. You just, I don't know if you ever felt like you just want to close your eyes, don't open them, because so much is coming in at you at one time. You know, and my body just feel weak, tired. And I just want y'all to pray for me, and I'm going to pray for y'all. You know, I know time is getting close right now, so I don't want to take up too much time. But I am thankful I woke up this morning. So all
Amen.
I'm asking about is to pray for.
Well, I'm going to go to the spiritual leaders for this one, because you, Rich, husband, you know what I say when you say that to me. So I'm going to go to them, to all the spiritual leaders, and since we're all family, the callers can even tune in as well, and they can, you know, give words of encouragement, you know, to you. I do it all the time, and I don't know, it's something of, I don't know, every time he says that, my skin just falls, so I'm going to let you guys
yes.
Well, Rich, my brother, I got to tell you something, man. I'm going to actually, this is going to be the first time I'm actually going to even say this, but when you just said that you just wanted to sleep and not get up, it kind of brought me back to a time in my life a while back when I was in a relationship. And the relationship was so volatile that at one point, I was actually, a Saturday, I was in the garage. I was sharpening my machete, and I was premeditating what was going to happen that Sunday. What I wanted to do was just go to church that Sunday just to make amends with what was going to happen, you know, after I had already decided what I was going to do. But God is so great, man. God is so good. It just so happened my brother said to me, he said, hey, man, we're cleaning up the church. Why don't you come give me a hand? And I went over there and I started to give him a hand. And then he said to me, hey, the bishop is coming Sunday. Why don't you come on Sunday and just see what he has to say? And I went that Sunday, and all my premeditation of what was going to happen with the machete and everything else, and I mean the whole household was going to go down. And that Sunday saved me. That Sunday the bishop came and he saved me, and I came home and the whole house I saw was like wrecked. But what I'm saying is this: you're saying that you want to just sleep and not get up. It's basically like me. I just wanted to just take the whole house down and not get up afterwards. So I understand that you're asleep and not wanting to get up, but I understand that prayers does help. I understand that if you seek the right person, it will also heal you as well. So definitely, Rich, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you do, and you will be in my prayers tonight, because GQ Palace has healed a lot of people unknowingly, but GQ Palace has healed a lot of people, and we also have to continue to pray for them as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Rich, I'll say this. We don't have to know any specifics of anything, but wanting to withdraw within ourselves is not a good sign. It's not a good sign at all. We have to be able to relinquish, you know, the cares that we have that are seemingly making us feel overwhelmed, because when we have that attitude of wanting to just withdraw and sleep, that's depression, bro. That's not a good thing. That's not a way to go. We can't solve anything by just not getting up and not allowing ourselves to, you know, to engage whatever we need to engage throughout the day. And I know this for a fact, that, you know, that's a big danger. That's a danger for anyone. But even in, even as a Christian, that's a danger, because when we withdraw within ourselves, you know, we open up a portal for the enemy to step to us, because then that's when he comes to our mind, the only area that he has access to. So I pray, my brother, that thoughts come, that you know, you just have to speak to that and not allow yourself to succumb to it, because that's a huge danger. When we find ourselves withdrawing within and wanting to just be by ourselves or just lay in bed, that's not a good sign.
Amen. And I definitely will be praying for you as well, praying that God will just touch your body and strengthen your body. It's just important to have a balance. Sometimes we work, and we don't take time for ourselves so that we can be able to regroup, and so that we can stay healthy. So many times we have so much stuff going on. We are wearing so many hats, and I've been there where, you know, you just want to just sleep, but God desires for us to balance so that we can be able to live healthy lives, so that we can be able to enjoy life as well. So I'm just praying that God would just give you his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as to what you need to do for yourself. And I'd definitely be praying for you as well, that God would just lead, guide, and direct you, and that you would just take heed to what he tells you to do. And just continue just to stay in his word and pray and seek him, as I know that you are, that God's will be done in your life.
Amen.
Don't give up, Rich. I mean, hey, we all have our shortcomings. We all go through our thing, but God didn't give up on us. Just turn it over to him. He will make a way. I'm a living witness, and you know that.
Amen.
Yeah. It ain't that I'm giving up, like I feel just that my body just feels so weak. No.
But see, you have to remember, Rich, it's like these are people, right? I'm just gonna show you. These are people, right? That some of them know you, some of you don't, some of them don't. But just with that one statement alone, everyone was able to give you words of encouragement. Based on the statement that you said, not even giving any examples of what you're talking about, you know. So you have to, you know, in your mind, in your heart, you're saying, "I'm not giving up." But with the statement that you're making, you know,
exactly.
I just want to lay in bed and go to sleep. That says something different.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
You know, I always say, you know, that you got to continue to pray. You know, you can't hold things in. You got to be able to exhale. You know, and you gotta be able to trust. You know, put your trust and faith in God, and know that He will never give you more than you can handle. You know,
right.
He's right there. He knows what you need. He knows that He'll give you what He truly deserves when He says you deserve it, not when you
Amen.
Want it, but when He feels you deserve it, and that's what's most important. You know, and you gotta, you know, stay positive with it. You know, it's only a storm for a short period of time.
Amen.
You know, what we're gonna do is we're gonna let Minister Gerald Miller end in prayer with us. Minister Miller, you're back on the air, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There are a couple people that are requesting prayer. Of course, we know Rich, and I'm happy that he came on. You know, with just that statement alone, you know, that statement, like I said, always just makes something crawl in my body, you know.
Mm.
So I'm thankful, you know, that he came on the air, you know. So, of course, we're asking for prayer for Rich. We're asking for prayer for T, Rachel. Kia, I believe her call dropped, but we're going to ask for prayer for Kia, too, because, you know, she needs a little help with, you know, with her tongue. So, And I know, and I've been there. You know, Dave, who called in tonight, he that's here with us as well.
What's his name? I'm say it again. His name?
Dave.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Dave. I know you didn't ask for prayer, but I know you didn't ask for prayer, but you know, someone praying for you is always good work. You know, but I'm also going to mention, you know, my trendsetter family, you know, who was dealing with a lot of death in their family. It's a couple of, you know, women who are with a nonprofit organization
and a couple of them, you know, lost their father, and some of their fathers are sick, and they're just going through a lot. So we have a lot of people that are requesting prayer, but you can do, you know, just a general prayer, whatever the Spirit, you know, tells you to do, then you can do. But I definitely just wanted to call out their name, you know, as well as, of course, I can't forget my mom, you know, Ethel, and my auntie Sheila, and my family. But we're going to just do a general prayer, please.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're just truly grateful, dear God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies. God, we're just truly grateful for your great love, for the many blessings that, God, you just continue to bestow upon us from day to day. Dear God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to please forgive us for all of our sins and all of our shortcomings, because, God, we definitely fall short of your glory, but we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. May we come to you with a humble heart, and when we realize that you are right and we're wrong, you're more than able to wash us and cleanse us. And we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity just to lift your name up. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to come before you, because we realize that we can't do anything without you. You said in your word for us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And we truly believe and know that you care about us. It even says in Jeremiah 29:11 that you know the thoughts that you think toward us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. And for this, we are truly grateful for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that when we're not able to talk to anyone on the phone or talk to anyone in general, we thank you, dear God, that we are able to go to your word for guidance and direction, for strength and encouragement. And Father God, I just lift up each and every one, oh God, that called in, each and every one, dear God, who's even listening, who didn't even, were not able to talk. We pray and we just lift up Brother Rich before you right now in the name of Jesus. Dear God, you already know what he stands in the need of. And we pray right now that you would just touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Dear God, I ask you just to send out your healing power and your healing virtue upon them even right now. Any pain, any discomfort, anything that's going on in his body, God, we know that you are more than able to heal him. It says in your word in Isaiah 53 that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon you, and by your stripes were healed. So, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will just allow him to experience your healing power and your healing virtue even now. We pray that you will even give him your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding, dear God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as what to do. We even pray for the doctors as he goes to the doctors to get checkups for what's going on. We pray that you will even be with the doctors. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up Sister T before you as well, Father. Father, we know, and we know that you're more than able, oh God, to meet her every need. Father, we even pray, oh God, that in the name of Jesus, that you will rebuke the power of the enemy, that you, oh God, will take away this nicotine habit that she has. God, you are more than able, Father God, to take this away from her. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will just take away the taste from her. But, Father, we pray that you will just continue to touch her body, continue to strengthen her, continue to have your way in her life. Father, we pray that you would just lead God and direct her in the way that she should go. I pray that you will continue to give her a hunger and a thirst for you. Father, I even pray that you will look on Brother Dave. Father God, we pray that you will continue just to use him for your glory and your service. We pray, oh God, for Sister Kira as well. We pray, Father God, for we even pray for Sister Lavina's family. God, we pray for her mother, her aunt. We even pray also for an organization that she just said. We pray for this organization. God, you know, oh God, who they are, God. We ask you, oh God, just to continue to bless each and every person, Father. Everyone, Lord God, that we've talked about, that we've mentioned, that I might have forgotten. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will bless them in a mighty way, that you will just prove yourself mighty and strong on their behalf as only you can. Whatever problem, whatever situation, dear God, whatever circumstance, God, that they are dealing with, God, we ask, oh God, that you will make yourself real and personal to them, that through this, oh God, that they will gain a closer, intimate relationship with you. God, I pray, oh God, that you will continue to be with GQ, radio station. I pray that you will be glorified. I pray that you will just have your way. I just pray, oh, God, that you would just continue just to give Brother Rich and Sister Lavina, all of those that are participating, that you would give them your wisdom now on what needs to be done, Father God. I just pray that your name will be made glorious and great, Father God. We just pray, oh, God, that you would just be with us this week, oh, God, because we have no idea, God. We have no clue as to what this week's going to hold. But, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would just give us a mind to seek your face. Give us a mind to allow you to lead, oh, God, in every way, in every fashion. God, when the situation and circumstance come, we pray, oh, God, that we will lead not into our own understanding, but in all thine way, help us to acknowledge you. When things seem a little tough, help us, oh, God, to pray unto you, oh, God, for direction. God, help us to understand and realize that we are already victorious. Father God, help us to realize, oh, God, that we belong to you, Father God, and that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. God, we just thank you, oh, God, just for your loving kindness, for your tender mercies, which are new every morning. And I lift up Minister Weathersby before you as well. Continue to use him for your service. Continue to use him for your glory. Continue to touch his body. We pray that you would touch him as well, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. All that you want him to do in this season, we pray, oh, God, that it will come to pass, oh, God. Continue to enlarge his territory, Father God, as he makes a greater impact for the kingdom of God. God, we thank you in advance, oh, God, for what you're going to do, God, as we continually surrender and submit our ways unto you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right. I just want to take a few minutes out just to thank everyone for calling in and definitely joining us on Spiritual Sunday this evening. I would like everyone, I wish that everyone has a blessed and safe week, but we do have another show coming on right about now. It is called Crossroads Temple, and that's with Brother Faith Walker. And he's going to have on a special guest this evening, but what we're going to do is we're going to end the show in a song, and then he's going to pick up. And if you all can please hold the line so you can just get a feel of what he's doing. And press 1 if you'd like to go on the air just to speak to him or speak to the artist that he's going to have on. But once again, we just thank you all for supporting Geeky Palace. And the next show is on from 9 to 10, Crossroads Temple with Brother Faith Walker. Have a blessed and safe week. God bless.
Crossroads Temple.
This is Faith Walker. I'ma give God praise.
And now a moment of silence.
Devils all around, stomp them in the ground. Jesus run the town on his head into ground. All you know is pain, you're bound in some chains. Let the Lord reign and bring peace to your brain. The beast can be tamed, depart to the flame. The army of the Lord, authority in his name. And playing no game, no demons the same. I quote God's word with power, no shame. What you gonna do? Agreement in two. No blemish in the church. Gather up the harvest. It's time to do work.
Trying to find Jehovah.
Is y'all saying crazy? This ain't the 80s. Ain't rapping for Jesus. Mind your business, lady. Keep in the pace. Keep in the faith. Love kills everything, including your hate. Hold up, wait. You rocking the shake. When daddy comes home, we'll see who gets paid. The devil got no power. Rebuke him every hour. The two-edged sword cuts him. The prodigal, someone one day find his way home. I don't think that I'm better. Read Paul's letter. He's all over me, the wool in the sweater. Bible on the side, so
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughter of the Most High God. Amen. It's an honor and privilege to be on the air. I'm Brother Faith Walker. You're now tuning in to GQ Palace very own Crossroad Temple. We got an interesting show tonight. First of all, we're going to go into prayer, our scripture reading for the night, and then we're going to bring on our artists. Shout out to GQ Palace, Rich Money, Sister Lavina for that smooth transition of Spiritual Sunday. Also, shout out to the 3 a.m. Prayer Warriors and also Braven Publishing as we begin to go into our prayer and sanctify these lines up. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this line. We thank you for this program, God. Let you be glorified, Lord God. We ask that you release your angels all over these airwaves, Lord God, internet, even on the cell phones, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that, Lord God, anoint all the hearers and doers of your word, Lord God, even those who are striving, Lord God, even those who are in a place right now, Lord God, where they're seeking the light, Lord God. We ask that they be illuminated through the truth, Lord God, and we seal up that which was planted on Spiritual Sunday into their hearts where no devil can rob them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Anoint the guy that's coming on tonight, that our special guest Manny, and anoint myself, Lord God, that we may empower the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, scripture tonight be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. This will be our scripture for tonight. It reads, "But as it is written, eyes had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered to the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him." That love him. So make sure you got people who got eyes around you who can see. Bible said the blind follow the blind. They all fall in the ditch. Yeah. But like I said, we got an interesting show for you tonight. We got Brother Manny SC. Brother Manny SC. He's a gospel rapper. We're going to bring him on right now. Brother Manny, are you in the house?
I'm here, man. I'm right here. How you doing, man?
Man, peace, beloved. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, Faith, man. I'm excited to be on, man. I just thank you. Thank everybody. Thank GQ Records. Shout out. GQ, just for the opportunity, man. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing.
Yeah, yeah. True indeed. True indeed. Well, listen, man, I know you're a busy man. I know you're a busy brother, man. You've been all over the place, man. I know you personally, you know, because we're brothers in Christ. We've done a lot of things, man. But for those who don't know, you just came back from, you know, from your little tour of duty with Uncle Sam. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I went off to basic training in January. I'm actually just getting back home to Charleston, South Carolina. I went up to Chicago, Illinois for basic training. Then after basic, I went straight on to A school out in Mississippi, in Meridian, Mississippi, actually. Just following God with this one. I mean, some decisions you make, some people look at it and they like, well, I hope he's still following God. It's like, well, hey, I'm not praying the same exact prayer because I don't like to give God the same old, but I'm growing in him and growing in his spirit every day. So I've been praying, I've been following the same God all along, and everything he said he was going to do, he's done it. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, and me going out and doing what he led me to do, I'm sure he's well pleased.
Man, it's an honor and privilege. Listen, man, we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about, first of all, for those who don't know you, why don't you give the people a proper introduction of who is Manny SC? Who are you? For those who
well,
don't know.
I'm 21-year-old. Just been rapping since I was 16. I mean, just always was inspired to rap. I mean, I can take it back to as far as when I was about 5 years old, and my pops, he wasn't around much, but he looked at me and it was weird. I mean, I didn't know God back then, but I was about 5 years old, and he looked at me, and he was like, "Son, you're going to be a big rapper one day." And I didn't think anything of it at the time.
So he spoke into your existence.
Yes, sir. And my pop's always been locked up over the years, but he would always call me. I remember him calling me for years, different ages, and he always would ask me, "Am I writing? Am I writing? Am I writing?" And I, even though I wasn't writing, I would tell him I was writing, and eventually I started writing, and it came out real good. And I mean, I started off in the world, and, you know, it actually did really good. Many record labels were trying to find me, but I had to get God in the process. I had to find God. I had to, because the world would just lead you in so many circles, and without God, glory is His only. He going to get all the glory. And all the success that He gave me before I knew Him, I didn't give Him any glory. So, of course, He stripped it all, had someone preach the gospel to a sinner, to some open, some weary ears, to a weary heart, a broken heart. And the word came to me right on time, and I received it and started rapping for the Lord. And it's been blessed ever since. Happy years continuing. I've been saved for going on 2 years now. Been rapping for the Lord pretty much as long as I've been saved. I started off on fire, because in the world I couldn't keep still. I could not keep still. So once I got on this side, I'm the same guy. I can't keep still.
So let me ask you something, brother. So your life before, let's focus right now on your life before you came to God. For people who don't know, for people who might be struggling right now, you know, still in that darkness. Now, you know, you was doing gangster rap. Am I right? You was doing gangster rap. You was a successful local artist. I mean, you had that hit definition of swag. That, you know, you had labels coming at you. Explain that to those who don't know about that.
Well, man, the way that thing, just the way that thing used to do, man. I mean, and looking back at everything, I can see God in it all. I just didn't give Him no glory. But, yeah, it was really successful. I actually had Slip and Slide Records try to sign me, like, twice. Like, first time I turned it down, came at me again, like, 6 months later trying to sign me again. But I just didn't do it. I just didn't take it for some reason. I maybe caught up in everything and all the hype and all the things of the world, because when you're successful in the world and you're young, and it's like you get caught up in that whirlwind, man. And without God, you can't get out that whirlwind. It's like you're kind of defenseless in it. It's like you're going to get caught up with women, or you're going to get caught up with drugs, or you're going to get caught up in whatever, getting robbed or whatever it might be, because you're not protected. You're doing too much, and you're not giving God no glory for the success you got. And that's an automatic fail right there.
Well, listen, we about to get into your first track. Why don't you introduce this first track, Before I Gave My Life to God? Tell us about that.
And this track right here just was leading into this just getting saved, and a lot of people I was still talking to, I had so many numbers in my phone, so many girls I was talking to before I got saved, that I actually turned it around, and I started sending them, like, inspirational type texts, so girls would be like, huh? And I think about this, and I send them stuff about God and how He changed me, and just how He made me new, and just send them scriptures and stuff like that. But this track was for everybody who knew me beforehand, and for everybody introducing the new me, pretty much. Introducing what God did with me and what He can do with anybody once they find out who He is.
Okay.
Pretty much what the track is about.
Okay, well, you're on the Crossroad Temple, 646-200-3838. Ladies and gents, sons and daughters of God, make sure you call in. We're sitting here with Manny SC. We're about to get into his track, Before I Gave My Life to God. Pay attention closely. You're here on the Temple.
Lights off in the Temple. Ain't nothing but God in this track right here.
This one's for everybody. No matter where you at in the world, I want to tell you there's a better way, and that's with God. The devil is a liar.
Before I gave my life to God, I went through hell. Could have died, I went to jail, but I'm glad I lived to tell. Before I gave my life to God, I told a lot of lies. No things that wasn't mine, let that life to be for her.
Yo, hold up, go back from Alpha to
This one's for everybody. No matter where you at in the world, I want to tell you there's a better way.
Before I gave my life to God, I went through hell. Headed out, I went to jail, but I'm glad I lived in jail. Before I gave my life to God, I told a lot of lies. No things that wasn't mine, looked at life with evil eyes. Before I gave my life to God, I had so much greed. Addicted to sex and weed, wanted things I didn't need. Now, before I gave my life to God, I let the devil use it. But now I walk by faith, not sight. I gave my life to God, I was an average kid. Smoking weed and popping lids, undermining what I did. It started as a youngin', it was just the way I lived. Lot of jury, lot of girls, Satan savage in my spirit. Manipulating, imitating, stirring up my thoughts. Had me caught up in the way I look and see, that's what they call it. Ain't tricky, yeah, about it. I wish I never did, cause it led to drugs, sex, lies, the evil way I live. Bad example for the children. I know they look up to me, they witness firsthand how the devil had corrupted me. But Jesus called me up, you see, said it's a better path. Now I'm walking tall and Jesus Christ is sending them my path. Before I gave my life to God, I went through hell. Headed out, I went to jail, but I'm glad I left the jail. Before I gave my life to God, I told a lot of lies. No things that wasn't mine, looked at life with evil eyes. Before I gave my life to God, I had so much greed. Addicted to sex and weed, wanted things I didn't need. Let the devil use me, but now I walk by faith, not sight. Jesus proves me. Before I gave my life to God, I used men and people. Because they did the same to me, I thought it made us equal. It only made me evil. I couldn't even see who I had became. It wasn't the same to see who I had peace with. The lion in the sea. Back to having captain of the dead. I took over my body and my head. Destroyed what God said. But God never let go and said he called me and reminded me. The devil is a liar and he had a better life for me. I want to live but now I be as true as he inside of me. That Jesus Christ, he runs my life. My foot follow my father's lead. I want to live but now I be as true as he inside of me. That Jesus Christ, he runs my life. My foot follow my father's lead. Before I gave my life to God, I went through hell. Headed out, I went to jail, but I'm glad I lived in jail. Before I gave my life to God, I told a lot of lies. No things that wasn't mine, looked at life with evil eyes. Before I gave my life to God, I had so much greed. Addicted to sex and weed, wanted things I didn't need. My life to God, I let the devil use me. But now I walk by faith, not sight. Jesus rules me. Before I gave my life to God, I went through hell. Who my real friends were, Lord, no, I couldn't tell. Before I gave my life to God, I told a lot of lies. Only headed to eternity and rapid burning fire. Before I gave my life to God, I had so much greed. Steadily giving in to Satan, doing everything he pleased. But then I gave my life to God and let the best use me. I never go for less, I'm starting fresh. Jesus rules me. Before I gave my life to God, I went through hell. Headed out, I went to jail, but I'm glad I lived in jail. Before I gave my life to God, I told a lot of lies. No things that wasn't mine, looked at life with evil eyes. Before I gave my life to God, I had so much greed. Addicted to sex and weed, wanted things I didn't need. Now, before I gave my life to God, I let the devil use me. But now I walk by faith, not sight.
Hey, that's Manny SC, Before I Gave My Life to God. Before I Gave My Life to God. That's on that I Follow God. You need to go get that. The I Follow God. Amen. You can tell us, listeners, where they can get that at. The I Follow God, the whole album.
Yeah, you can download that whole album on freeverbnation.com/Emmanuel Drew. Or even if you just, if you can read Facebook or my Twitter, all of it is linked together. My Twitter is Manny SC. But the majority of my things is Emmanuel Drew. That's my full name. And if you type that in your computer, whether it's Google or Bing or whatever, you will be able to find those tracks and any other information you may be looking for.
Now, I got a teenage son. He came to me one day. He said, yo, Pop, man. Yo, you know, he used to be Manny making money. Now, I'm like, Manny making money? What you talking about, son? You know. He's like, you know, he used to be Manny making money. So he remember you when you was out there in the street and everything. and now it's before you gave your life to God, now coming to the knowledge of the truth, who in your family would talk to you about God?
You mean beforehand or now?
Yeah, well, you know, probably everybody trying to spit a jewel at you now, but I'm just, well, before you gave your life to God, who was that main person, like, in the family, like, listen, I see greatness of you, I see purpose in you, you know, who was that one person that you can kind of like, or maybe one or two who go like, yeah.
Man, honestly, it was my granddad growing up, but my granddad passed away when I was about 14, but I remember when I was in college, man, and it was pretty much when I was in college, because I think when I was doing that music, I had an influence on my whole family, so they kind of like, and the thing is, they kind of backed, I ain't gonna say they backed down on their faith, but I believe that's probably what happened, like they backed down on their faith. And nobody would say nothing while I was home, but while I was away, my mom and them got back on this while I was away. And she would hit me up in school, and she'd be like, man, there's nothing wrong with praying. Like, you should try praying. Like, you should just try praying. Like, just do it. And I ain't lying. I would do that, and, man, I would pray to God, and, man, I'd be feeling so set free. Like, I'm not even lying. I mean, like, and I would smoke all day, every day. I would be high. And I started praying, and I'm not lying. As long as I was praying, I prayed for like 2 weeks straight, and I ain't smoked for like 2 weeks. I wasn't out there fornicating. Like, I was cool for 2 weeks. Like,
laid it all down.
And as soon as I stopped, because I didn't really have I didn't have anybody to teach me. That was just me and just praying to God by myself alone out in college. So, I mean, once I started praying, it was right back to what I was doing. But I would have to say my mom leading me to it, because as soon as I got home from college and I was able to get, you know, a clear mind, and like I say, I was broken. And as soon as I was able to hear that word and I heard that word, I was, man, I ain't lying, I got filled with the Spirit that same day, that same night. When I heard that word, I needed it. I was empty, man. I was empty.
Wow. So that was like the whole transformation. That was just like how the word just sparked something on the inside, and it just gave birth to Manny SC, huh?
Yeah, man. It's allowing God to do what he wanted to do. And the thing is, after I was filled with this Spirit, I didn't know, I didn't have any knowledge of it. But I felt the Spirit leading me and telling me to do certain things, and even prophesying. Early, I prophesied. The Lord used me like a week after I'd been saved. And I was like, man, you know what? I was like, Mom, you about to get an $11,000 check. Like, I don't even know how, but you about to. And my mama got a call from her job about a week and a half, 2 weeks later. They was like, yeah, something you was doing, something at her old job, they gave her $11,000 check, $11,400 check. I mean, it was heavy. It was, his Spirit just was heavy. And I mean, these things are predestined. There's nothing I can do about it, nothing nobody could do about it. It's predestined. It's God, man.
Okay. Yeah. The devil tried to get me knocked off the phone, but he a liar. We bind that in the name of Jesus. Try to get me kicked off the phone. He don't like Manny SC and Faith Walker on here exposing them. So we focus right now. You in the temple, 646-200-3838. That's 646-200-3838. Crossroad Temple. I'm sitting here with Manny SC. He's a gospel rapper, man of God. You know the word of God, lives the word of God, went from darkness to light. He got the I Follow God album out there. You get that for free download. Also, he got the I Serve Christ with Brother Kendall. You also get that for the download. So where you from, Manny, for those who don't know, where you originally from?
I'm originally from Walterboro, South Carolina, man. Originally right from Walterboro. Spent a lot of time in Charleston. But right from Walterboro, man. Right from Walterboro, Faith.
Okay. So shout out to Borough City. Shout out to Borough City, those in Borough City. a lot of people don't know that you also, you was a brief moment, you was an ATL alien for a brief moment. How was your ATL experience? How about that?
Man, that was that was crazy, man. And I think that's what really did it for me, because while I was home, I mean, I was in high school. So, I mean, I still had a certain protection. My people were praying for me, and I'm sure they were praying for me while I was away as well. But, I mean, just stepping out to Atlanta and being free and young and wild, I mean, exactly. That's exactly what it was, man. I mean, and it was just by the grace of God that I was still alive, because people was shooting up where I was at, and people was trying to kill me, and people was... There's so much was going on in so little time. It's like, you never, people say God work in mysterious ways, and a lot of people say the devil do this, the devil do that. But I mean, I went through a disaster in like no time. It was like I went through a disaster in a month. I went from probably everything to nothing. And people would say that's the devil. Some people would say it was God. But whatever it was for the glory of God, because it brought me to where I am today. That was the beginning, just like a birth. When it's that pain hurt, but when that birth, man, that joy afterwards.
Amen. This is Crossroad Temple, 646-236-3838. The lines are flooded right now. You press 1 if you want to talk to Manny. You want to comment, show your love to the man of God on all the work he's doing. He just got back from Chicago, Chi-Town, just got back from, you know, with Uncle Sam. You know, he was handling his business. Now he's back. You working on a project right now, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm working on a mixtape, and I actually needed to – I'm looking at dropping it in August, but it's going to be something official because, I mean – I've been working on the music since I was 16, heavy, and I mean, this one has to be the home run hitter. Like, I'm just following God and some of the visions that he shows me and some of the dreams and just the inspiration that he gives me. This is the home run hitter. And everybody may not have your vision, but that's cool. 'Cause when you go to the doctor... And you step to that thing where you check the letters and stuff, and you got 20/20 vision. The next person that step up might not have 20/20 vision. I mean, if your vision is your vision ain't everybody's vision.
Right. Well, you know what? Right now we got a caller on the line. Sorry to interrupt you, man. The lines are flooded right now. We got T on the line with us right now. Hi, T.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
What's going on?
I'm fine. I just want to say that first song, that was, it hit home. And it was a great song, you know. I see that you are, you know, like moving forward constantly. And I just want to ask you, where you think you'll be 3 years from now as far as your music and plans in life?
3 years from now, I actually plan on something that God has had on me lately, just by seeing growth. I mean, by losing things and seeing growth.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on being a millionaire, if not a billionaire, in 3 years. And some people may laugh at that. That's an automatic laugh, but I'm dead serious. That's the God I serve. And this is not just for me, because I don't need that much money. I don't need all that. But this is for brothers, sisters, people who have talent, people who want to serve God wholeheartedly with all their heart, mind, soul, strength, as well as their time. People that want to go into full-time ministry but just don't have it. Just don't have it financially. I have a heart for those people because I've been in that position. About a year ago, I was down in that. I went back to Atlanta, and I was saved. I was staying with my aunt, and I had a dollar to my name. I had my last dollar. I put it in the offering. I wasn't even crying. I mean, boohoo crying, like I was sad. I was crying because I'm like, Lord, like this is really my last dollar, and I'm putting it in the offering. I'm trusting in you. I'm full time ministry. I'm hitting the malls every day. I'm spending my last on these CDs. I'm praying at will. I'm sending these texts to so many people. I'm doing everything for the gospel. I feel like Paul right now. I'm abandoned. I'm totally trusting in you. And got down to my last, and I put that dollar in that offering plate, and I seen that thing multiplying since then. A week later, somebody gave me $100. Another week later, somebody gave me $100, and it started stacking up ever since then, even up until the day.
Bless
it's just been growing and multiplying, and that's the thing. When you give, you allow the Lord to multiply, like Jesus with the 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
See, he I know I'm getting a little off, but it's just the Holy Spirit, man.
All right.
Hey, I can't knock that. Listen, we got another caller that want to rap with you, man. We got Dave on the line.
Okay.
Dave, are you there?
Hey, my brother. Hello?
Yes, yeah, sir. Dave, go ahead. You on the line with Manny Essie.
Yeah, good evening, Manny. Good evening, Faith Walker, and good evening, T. My brother, SC, I just wanted to tell you, my brother, welcome to the army of the Lord. And in doing so, when you're in that army, you know there are going to be attacks on you. You know, people are going to try to get you. But maintain the faith, man. And I appreciate the fact that you're actually out there rapping and doing your thing. And I just want to know, do you have any children of your own?
No, sir. I don't have any... Lord hasn't blessed me with any yet.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask you, what would be your advice to up-and-coming rappers? I guess the age group would be from 13 and on up. What would be your advice to them and how to basically go about conducting themselves, getting themselves in the industry, and also going through some of the things that you went through in serving the Lord? What would be your advice to them?
My advice would be to... actually to be real, and that's a simple statement, and you can say, oh, just be real, be yourself. But seriously, be real with yourself, be real with the Lord, accept his forgiveness, keep moving forward, try not to get distracted fast often, because some things don't go out but by fasting and prayer. I mean, and young folks, they will understand that by the Holy Spirit, and even being, they will learn it. But staying focused, not chasing after the things of the world, but the things of God. Like, just pretty much staying in the Word, the same thing that keeps us all, because without it, we all will go astray. And it's simple as that, keeping them surrounded by, put them around saved folk. And if it's young saved folk, that's perfect. Because the thing is, when I got saved, a lot of the older folks in the church, and I'm not knocking it, but they wanted me to let go of rapping. They wanted me to let go of the man that God created me to be. And that's not necessarily, that can go either way. Because if I'm selling drugs and they're telling me to let go of that, that's perfect. Yeah, of course, I'm letting go of that. But if I know how to sell my CDs, if I know how to sell anything, I can make money for the kingdom. You got people writing books, people... got videos and DVDs and music. I'm not letting go of the hustling that the Lord allowed me to be blessed with, because the kingdom needs that. Everybody can't be sitting back. Somebody got to get out here and make money for the kingdom. Somebody got to get out here and get this message out.
That's
and if
right.
The Lord called me to be that, I can't let go of my hustling. I can't let go of my, I can't let that go. So that's a part of keeping it real, being real, being who God created you to be, because he didn't call you to be somebody else. He wanted to use you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, listen here. We want Angela to hold right now. We want her to hold right now. We're about to get into your next single, the I Got Jesus. Many people who flooding the lines right now, they know what I'm talking about right now. We're about to get into the anthem right now, the I Got Jesus from Manny SC. Manny, because I'm excited about this one, too. You know what I mean? Tell the people about I Got Jesus.
Man, this track just came straight pure, listening to the Lord, fasting and praying. And the Lord gave it to me one day. I was actually running. I was on a treadmill, and I just heard, I got Jesus, I can't be defeated. I'm not even lying. I just heard it, and I'm like, you serious, Lord? And he was like, yeah. And I sat down, and I listened to the lyrics, and I was just led by it and led by him, and that's how this song birthed. And it's something that kept me on fire, and it's something that gets the saints on fire. And if you got Jesus, this is your song right here.
Okay. We're going to come into our next caller after we come and do I Got Jesus. We'll take our next caller. The rest of the calls come in. 646-238-38, Crossroad Temple, I Got Jesus by Manny Yessi. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Exclusive, Pearl City, stand up.
I got Jesus, I can't be defeated.
Yeah, let's be clear. Manny, tell them what that was.
It's that I got Jesus, man. I can't be defeated, man. That's that. Boy, that song didn't get me through so much.
Oof. Man, I done let folks hear that, man. I done let folks hear that song, man. They was like, yeah, where that came from? I mean, because the song is so energetic and they just get you totally motivated, man. I mean, how the Lord get you that, man? And you was singing on the track too, right?
That's the way he gave it to me, man. That's the way I heard it. And the crazy thing is, man, the Lord allowed me to hear that early in my walk too. I heard that song months before I recorded it. I was riding. I was like, man, that's crazy. Because that's before I even heard any Christian rap. I was like, man, somebody on the track, that thing hitting real hard. And they rapping about Jesus, man. Like, all I hear is them saying Jesus. And then later on down the road, he started giving it to me. He gave it to me.
Because I'm excited. That song always does so much for me, man. And shout out to Braille City. Shout out to all the brothers out there. I know Getting Auto, he's checking in. Getting Auto Productions down there in ATL. He loved the track, too. But we about to get into that I Serve Christ. Now, tell us about that. I mean, me personally, I heard the track, man. That's like the track for the summer right there. Shout out to Brother Kendall B, you know, on the track with him. Out of Chucktown, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, that I Serve Christ, man. That's the track you put the top down and everything. Tell us about that.
Man, that was a track, man, we just got together. I heard the beat, and that's usually how it goes. The Holy Spirit just have its way after that. It just came, and it was simple, it was plain, it was to the point, and it was just letting everybody know. And it's something all us saved folk can ride to. I made up my mind, I'll serve Christ, like for real, just to stay motivated.
Okay. Well, y'all listen to Crossroad Temple, sitting here with Manny SC, out of Walterboro, Borough City, Chucktown, Gullah, Geechee Boy. Y'all stand up. I know you're riding in your car, got your cell phones plugged in, got your iPods and all of that, internet. Listen, put your top down, roll the windows down. I know it's muggy outside. Crossroad Temple, this is I Serve Christ. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Way, and he made me whole.
gonna serve Christ. He changed my life. Yeah.
Man, I know everybody bouncing on that one. Man, ESC, tell them what that is.
That I serve Christ, man. Made up my mind. I'm going to serve Christ to the end of time, man.
Hey,
real
man.
Right.
Shout out to Brother Kendall B.
Yes, sir.
We got a call in there that want to rap with you, but Brother Manny. We got Kim on the line. Kimmy,
okay,
Kim, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You on the line with Manny SC?
I love it.
Hi, Manny. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. I just want to say each song that I've heard has a testimony in it, you know, and it you're demanding pretty much that, listen, this is what I'm doing, you know, and I think that could save so many lives just to hear the words that's in your music. So I just want to definitely commend you on it and say job well done. Job well done. Job well done.
Oh, man. Glory to God.
And I also want to say great job to GQ Palace, because I've never heard this gospel music, you know, on, you know, a gospel artist, you know, on GQ Palace. So I definitely want to say it's excellent, excellent decision. Faith Walker, wonderful job. You're a wonderful man of God, and it's great. You're doing a wonderful job, and I'm sitting here and I'm listening. Like, all right, okay. I would definitely download this. I would definitely go purchase this CD, definitely. The only question I would have for you guys is, for Manny, would you make any other music, or would you stick to gospel music?
I would. I can't really. See, I wouldn't even. Hold on, how can I say this? Okay. Like, my message, because the type of man I am now today, I mean, I've always been confident in everything like that. But I have to give glory to God in everything I do. Like, that's just how it is. And some, I might make a track that don't sound like gospel, but you gonna know something different about that cat. Like, he talking about God. He's spitting straight knowledge, stuff that I don't really hear, cause I don't go to church. I don't do stuff like that. But I can get this without going to church, and he giving me the straight truth. He giving me the facts that I need. So everything
Yo,
might
Manny.
Not be gospel, yes sir.
Sorry to interrupt you, man. You got everybody all around trying to talk to you, man. Listen, we got Dubai on the line. Dubai, are you there?
I am. I'm a great fan of Faith Walker. I heard him last week on your show, and I just want to say I'm listening and I'm enjoying everything that's coming across.
God bless you too.
I really got a lot out of what you said last week, and I just got my son home from work and said, wait a minute, there's another show I want to listen to. Wait. And then I remember it was G. Coupalis and it was Faith Walker coming on. So thank you, and God bless you too.
We got another call on the line. We got Deborah coming in. Hello, Deborah, are you there?
This might be the same one. I'm Debbie Carter Panicky.
Okay, sister. Okay, you got like 2-3 names, huh?
Yeah, most people just call me Miss Debbie.
Miss Debbie.
Right.
Oh, okay. Listen, Manny, we're going to have to get you back on the show, man. We're glad to get you back on the show, man. It's been an honor and privilege, man. We got like a few minutes left. We may have time for one more caller.
Okay.
Caller, are you there? You're on the line with Manny SC. Hello, caller, are you there?
was Aunt Debbie again.
Okay, okay. You got any more questions you want to ask?
Hello?
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 Hello.
Okay, that's Evangelist Williams, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, praise God, woman of God. Go ahead. You got Manny SC on the line.
God bless you, Faith Walker, and God bless you, Manny SC. I'm sitting here listening to you with my daughter, who's a tough critic. She likes your sound. She likes the last song, especially. It brought a smile to her face. She wants to know who inspired you and who's your favorite artist.
Originally, I'm not going to lie, probably Lil Wayne, Tupac, artists like that. But right about now, my favorite artist is Lecrae.
Ah, that's her boy. Okay. Amen, amen. Well, I just wanted you to be encouraged. Keep up the good fight of faith. And I know that you are going to do some great things in the next few years. Amen. And we'll definitely play your strength in the Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, Faith Walker.
Okay, God bless you too, woman of God. Well, listen, we got about 3 minutes left in our show before it heads to the archive or whatever. But listen, we got Manny SC on the line. Manny, if you got anything else to say to a person who want to know about you, put all your information out there, brother. Flow is yours. About a minute or less. Go ahead, brother. Let them know all your links.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Twitter at Manny SC. That's MANNIESC. And pretty much my Facebook, or you can type in Emmanuel Drew in Google. That's Emmanuel, EmmanuelDrew, DREW. And you'll find all my information, all my music. You can contact me. You can show love on the pages. I mean, anything you'll want to find is right there.
Amen, amen. All right. Listen, Brother Manny, it's been an honor and privilege, man, having you on the show, man. You got to come back. You know that, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Also, be on the lookout for, you know, Brother Manny. He's on that Faith Walker album, that ATL track, and the christening, amen. Be out soon. Definitely. Shout out to all the prayer warriors and everybody doing, all the 5-4 ministers, all the saints of the Most High God. Well, listen, that's the show for this week. That's the Crossroad Temple. Shout out to the General, Rich Money, First Lady Lavina. Shout out to TC, Rachel, all the saints, all the sisters and brothers. Shout out to the mayor. If I miss anybody, don't charge it to the heart. Amen. This is Crossroad Temple. We'll see you, man. We'll see you next week back here at 9 after Spiritual Sunday. You get that spiritual food on Spiritual Sunday, you come on out to the temple. We treat you right. All right? This is Faith Walker. I'm out. Bye-bye.
Crossroad Temple. This is Faith Walker. I'm going to give God praise.
And now a moment of silence.
Devils all around. Stomp them in the ground. Jesus run the town on his head into prayer. All you know is pain. You're bound in some chains. Let the Lord reign and bring peace to your brain. The beast can be tamed. Depart to the flame. The army of the Lord, authority in his name. And playing no game. No demons the same. I quote God's word with power, no shame. What you gonna do? Agreement in two. It's the Holy Ghost that will slay the demon you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mighty in battle. I'm a soldier, man. I'm talking about the church, no blemish in the church. Gather up the harvest, it's time to do work.
Trying to find Jehovah.
Is y'all saints crazy? This ain't the 80s. Ain't rapping for Jesus. Mind your business, lady.